Button. Are we recording? Yes, we are. How exciting. And I would like to call the April 3rd, 2025 Canaryvale Planning and Zoning meeting to order. And if we could stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so now we would like to have the approval of the February 6th, 2025 Planning and Zoning Minutes.
I never read them. I didn't get them.
Oh, they would have gone out almost like 6 weeks ago, so.
Oh, but I missed that. And I wasn't there at the meeting, but I'll approve them.
Okay.
I guess.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
I was going to say, I remember reading them, but.
It was a long time ago.
It was a while ago. Yeah. So.
Oh, there's Lonnie.
Oh, there's Lonnie. Perfect. Okay. Well.
Perfect.
So, any announcements?
I do. I'm going to come closer, so I'm not interrupting
you. Okay.
I just have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, David and I are working on codifying our ordinances.
It's a big word.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. And we're almost done with it, but we're coming across business licenses and the ones that you have in your house.
Uh-huh. Home businesses.
Home businesses. And I didn't realize that we're supposed to be sending all of that through planning and zoning and all of it through the town board for approval, and I've never done that.
I think it's been kind of hit and miss how that happens.
So I'm working with David to see if I can separate the home business application from the business license, like if someone wanted to come in and start a restaurant on Main Street, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that you guys are okay with me starting that up again. So anybody that comes in and wants a home-based business or wants to open up a new business, I would be sending them through planning and zoning and town board for all of it. That's the way it's written in the ordinances. Unless you feel that you want that changed, then I can take that to the town board. Now would be a good time to do it before it's all finished.
Any?
Well, I would think it would be appropriate to have them come through us first. I mean, okay. We are supposedly be planning what's going on in our town.
Right.
And I know we're missing a lot of taxes because there's a lot of home businesses that
are not home. Well, and that's the only thing. We don't have code enforcement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it would be, I don't like it being one way and then another way. If it's going to be one way or the other, I'd just like to have it the same for everybody. So I'd like to start that up again, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
And then I'll just tell everybody when they come in, I can't just give them one right away. They've got to go through planning and zoning and then town board for both. I know that the Rogowskis are going to be putting their property on the market, and because that is zoned commercial, I'm assuming the reason I want to get this kind of settled is so you could have someone buying that to do something commercial related with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure that if we're going to do that, I want to make sure I get that in place before we,
that goes up. If somebody bought the Rogowskis and they came in with a business that we didn't really like, can we say no, you can't have that business there? Do we have any code or
we do. So, and if you want, I could bring it next month so you could read through it again. But basically there are certain things that are allowed, and then we cut out all of the conditional use permits that have to do with commercial. So if it's in the allowed, then I think you need to allow it.
It'll either be allowed or it won't.
Right.
Yeah. But we'll have some guidelines.
It would be good to review that. And then same with the home-based businesses where they go over what's allowed and what's not. But there again, if there's no code enforcement, to me it's kind of, it is what it is. But for moving forward, I'd like to make sure that at least the ordinances, because if once we get them online, people can look them up anytime. So I'd like to have them be as correct as you'd like to have them right from the beginning. So when they do come before you, it's not like, oh, we don't want that. And they're like, well, online it says it's this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I can have it next time if you want to make sure you're looking over commercial and make sure it's everything you want it to be. Or any of the other things. I know that conditional uses are still allowed in some of the other zones. So if somebody wanted to do something on a half acre, there are still conditional uses that they can apply for. Unless you want to cut those out entirely and do either it's allowed or it's not for everywhere.
Well, and, you know, originally they told David, oh, you shouldn't have conditional uses, yada, yada, yada. And then now they're saying, oh, yeah, you should have conditional uses because that's how you shut down somebody who doesn't keep up their end of the agreement.
The only thing that's hard with conditional uses is we don't have a way to enforce it. There's no way to review it and enforce it.
Yeah.
So to me, it's easier to just say it's either allowed from the beginning or it's not. But if you want to change that, you'd want to look at everything for everything across the board and decide. But not that we have to do that now. It's just now you're going to, in the future, I mean, we'll have a few of those, but we can deal with them kind of one thing at a time. But I thought I'd let you know that we were going through that and make sure we're going in the right direction.
Yep.
So that was my only announcement.
Yes. Okay. Any more announcements, questions? All right. Then we're going to need a motion to adjourn. I'm taking that.
I'll make it. I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
All those in favor?
Glad you made the time to do that. He's been dying to do that for
a long time. I know. I was just here. Let me show you how that works.
give it a good whack.
Okay.